Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up to Purpose with your host, John Stanko. This program will help you find your purpose and, more importantly, how to make your purpose work for you. And now, here's John Stanko.
Hello out there in internet land. This is John Stanko, as the man said, and I'm going to be your host for the next 60 minutes or so as we talk about all things purpose, things that may help you in your purpose quest. And today I have another international visitor, a new friend from Kenya, Betty Mwata, who is the now I guess I can say the business partner, or at least the purpose partner, with Irene, who has been a guest on this show a few times. And so we've mentioned Betty's name so often, I thought it would be really good for us to get to know her. Maybe not us. You may be listening and know her very well, but I don't. So we have not, as I always, this is always my tagline, that I do not prepare for these interviews. I like them to emerge. I like us, it just be a chat between two people, and we allow you to listen in, not just live, but once it goes in the archives, whenever it is convenient for you. And so greetings to you, whenever it may be that you have decided to listen to this broadcast, to this interview. It is a Monday when we are recording this, and I had a good weekend, very busy all my days, but Thursday, that's kind of the day we go out and shop and do our errands, but the rest of the days, I'm at my desk at 6 in the morning, and last night I had a creativity class that went till 7:30, and then I had some other things to do, so I probably walked away from my desk at 8:30, and that is a pretty typical day. That is how it's gone throughout the 4 months of the pandemic, and trying to make the most of the time that I have to prepare some things, to do some new things, so that when the all clear eventually does sound and travel does resume, then I will be able to go back to that, having prepared a lot of new material and resources that I can utilize when I do go. And so, speaking of the last night's class, these online creativity classes, which I've done for my church, a six-week course that ran twice a week, two separate classes. You either came online for Sunday night or Wednesday night. We actually had somebody from Kenya who stayed up till the class wouldn't begin till 1 a.m. Kenya time, and last night we didn't end till closer to 3 a.m. Kenya time, but this person was faithful and attended, if I can use that word, attended all 6 weeks, all six sessions, and the feedback, it was just fantastic. So, and all this was so good, that's what gave me the incentive, along with watching and seeing what Betty and Irene are doing online, to start online purpose classes, which will begin in just about 2 weeks. I'm running a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Wednesday class, only because I want to keep the classes relatively small so I can give personal one-on-one attention. And so if you are interested, there is still room in each of those three classes. And I have lots of folks from Africa who are registered already, and we do have some scholarships available. Write me if you have any questions, or if you're my friend on Facebook, you can go through my page and definitely find the information that you need in order to register for those classes. So again, I would not be doing those if it was not for the pandemic, and I think it has changed all of our delivery systems of how we communicate and how we teach, and I think there's plenty more where that came from, because the implications of this pandemic are going to be with us for quite a while, And of course, here in the United States with an election year, if you'd have told me that we could politicize a face mask, I would have said no way. but for those who don't believe pandemic is all that it's being reported to be, they're not wearing face masks. And those who do believe it and are supporting a particular candidate, they are adamant about wearing them. And I thought, my goodness, what else can we politicize? And but that's the way of American politics and social media fans the flames, and it's not going to change, and it's going to get more intense as we get closer and closer to November. Well, before we bring Betty Muata on and talk to her about to get to know her a little bit, my tradition is to read a psalm at the beginning of the broadcast, and for many weeks we did Psalm 91 as an affirmation of our trust and hope in the Lord during the perilous times of the pandemic. But we've since moved on, and want to read Psalm 118 to you today. No, tomorrow, the next broadcast, I'm not going to read you all of Psalm 119. That's a little bit too long, but anyway, that's tomorrow. Let's read Psalm 118 today. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Well, you definitely get the idea that was a song with the refrains and the leaders probably singing one line and the people responding with the next line. But so much there, and some of it we recognize as messianic, in that it was referring to the coming of Jesus and who he was and how he would act. And of course, we would not have known that until he came. So anyway, enough of that. It is time to bring our guest on from across the waters. And let me go ahead and put this up. Betty Muata, welcome to Wake Up to Purpose.
Thank you, Uncle. I really appreciate being here.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and again, I've heard your name so often in the last 3 or 4 months that I just wanted to take the opportunity to get to know you. Before we get to know you, tell us the latest of what's going on with the pandemic and how is the government responding and what do you see happening in response to all that? Whoops, did I lose you? It sounds like we lost her, which is not a problem. It happens every now and then, so I trust that she will call back. And there we go. Yep,
can you hear
there
me?
We are. I can hear you now.
All right. Okay, I'm saying we still have the pandemic around. The mm-hmm. fear in people, people are starting to live with it and learn how to wear their masks and wash their hands and sanitize and take care of themselves. But most importantly is that people are slowly but surely going back to work and keeping the distance that is supposed to be kept. But the fear, you know, the fear that was there in the beginning is slowly dissipating, and people are fine. I mean, there are vehicles on the road, there's traffic jam, but the government is really doing a good job to, you know, try and tell us this is the way to live. And of course, our president told us, I will allow you to go back to work, but only if you will take care of yourself. So he said, he gave us a warning that if you don't observe the rules, I'm going to put you again on lockdown. And so we are being very careful. We have a few cases. We still have cases, you know, every day there are new cases, a few deaths right there. But the disease is still around, not too much though, but life is going back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And are you from the Nairobi area? Do you have a family in that area? Do you have family in other parts of Kenya? How are they all doing? And how have you done through this pandemic?
Personally, I live in Nairobi, in the heart of it, actually, together with my family, my husband and my two boys. So we're in the heart of it. We're taking care of ourselves. We are watching. But, of course, we don't allow fear to rule what we are doing. Definitely, my parents live in the rural areas. And, of course, there's a lot of fear in the rural areas. Because, you know, when news go, people are dying, this and this is happening, people get into some fear. But they are coping well. They've learned how to use masks and sanitize and wash their hands. For the events, you know, the events in the village, funerals, weddings, they are really, really minimizing the number of people attending, and they are taking good care of themselves. Bottom line is that, and what excites me most, and Coach Irene, because this is something we've really talked about, is that the fear. You see, there was so much fear that people are crippled. So the crippling fear is slowly disappearing, and people are learning how to live with this disease and take care of themselves and focus on their lives and focus on jobs and focus on their families and stop putting too much focus on the disease.
Yeah. How has it been for your children? Have you been what we would say homeschooling? Have they been keeping up with their lessons? Was that difficult? What was it like being together as a family for such an extended period of time?
It's great that you ask that, Dr. Stanko. It's a good question. It's actually been a learning time for me and my husband to have a lot of time with our children, see them in their element, you know, with them the whole day, the whole week, the whole month, and try to teach life skills, because that's what we can teach a lot. The school has provided for online classes via Zoom, but it's very limited because, I mean, each child is having like an hour every day of class. So that means the rest of the day, we have to plan the day with them and see what can we achieve, what, you know, play time, work time, you know, we just plan the day together with them. The Zoom classes, they are coping. They were very excited the first week they did Zoom. the second week, they were still happy. I think it's now the second month, and I'm starting to hear a little bit of boredom complaints. I am still trying to encourage them, but you can now tell they are not excited anymore to be on Zoom with the teacher and the other students. I think it gets a little bit tiring for the kids, but you know, with encouragement, just telling them it won't be there for long. Of course, our schools are going to open in January. That's a long, long time to come. So we have to know what to do with the children in between. So we are choosing to teach them life skills, teach them how to read on their own, storybooks, listen to important YouTube videos, and just try to fill in the time and play together, take trips together, and basically live as one family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's created a lot of stress over here. Some people who just, were so used to not having to spend a lot of time together, suddenly they were put together and the doors were closed and locked, and they've had some struggles as families and as couples. And I've referred a lot of people to counseling during this time, because it's just it's revealed things in their lives that perhaps they could work around previously, but at this point in time they had to confront those things and deal with them, and which I think in the long run will be a good thing. Betty, tell us a little bit. Tell us about you. Tell us about your background. And you already alluded to the fact your parents are from a rural area, but just, you know, your training, your business experience, just take your time and help us get to know who Betty Muata is.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Stanko. Of course, my parents are in the rural areas, but I grew up, a little part of my life, I grew up in Nairobi, the town we are in, the city center of, there's our city center. But then at some point, my parents went back to the village. So they carried me with them to the village. So I schooled, I performed well. I thank God for that. But I knew what I wanted from a very young age. There's a life I had wanted for myself. Of course, I have to give credit to my dad, who kept reminding me, this is what you want for your life. This is how you work hard for it. And so grew up, really wanted to go to the university, worked hard, got myself to the university, and got a job with our telecommunications company. It's called Safaricom. And I really thank Safaricom because they molded me into the person I am today. It's a very high speed, high performance, high impact. Everything was high where I worked. And I must say that's where I developed my love for business, because even though I was employed, everybody treated their targets and their job like a business. So you had to do all you can to, you know, hit your targets, bring the company revenues, and ensure that the company is running well. And so I was dealing with customers. I'm a person. So I like really to deal with, people face-to-face and relationships and all that. So I enjoyed my job. I loved my job. But at some point, I felt I wasn't really giving the impact that I wanted to be. Something within me kept pushing me to take my impact further than I was taking it. And so I left work and I started training and consulting. With time, that's when I met Coach Irene. When I was struggling in business, my first 2 years were really not good. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I had potential to do it, but then I didn't know the how. The how of the marketplace was really not clear to me. And so I found Coach Irene, and I went for coaching sessions with her, and she really opened my mind, because she had other coaches, and they all worked really hard to help me find some direction with what I wanted to do. That was back in 2013. And, from there, I took another many coaching lessons from many other coaches. It's been a journey, Dr. Stanko. it's not been easy, but it's been worth it. And so I didn't come from a family that really appreciated business, though my grandparents practiced some small businesses right here and there. So I was like starting to learn business on my own. So I must give this message of thank you to Coach Irene and my other coaches that have helped me through my journey of business. Until when I got to a point, I felt now I'm ready for business. And I think that's not long ago. That should be five years ago is when I felt now I'm ready for this business. And so, so I'm here. I do a lot of business coaching. I help people, especially people coming from the corporate world, because I worked for the corporate world and I know how it prepares you until you feel like you are very ready to run your own business. And when you hit the market, you realize it's not as easy as you thought. So I'm very passionate about those people who want to leave their jobs and start businesses, or they have a job and they are running a side hustle, but they want to run that side hustle with the mentality that they have gained from the corporate world, and it never works that way. So my bit to help them, you know, come and align and get the rhythm that we use and the street smarts. You know, it's great to have book smarts, and book smarts they really help us in the corporate world. But once you come to the marketplace, you need some real, real good street smarts, and that's what we teach them with Coach Irene via our executive coaching program. And the disc and all these other programs that we offer. So that has been my journey. I say that I'm glad for where I come from and for where I am, but most importantly for where I am going.
Yeah. What was the nature of your position with Safaricom? What were you doing that was so high energy and, you know, really impactful?
I started when I joined Safaricom. I joined in I joined the call center where we would pick calls, speak to customers, sort their issues out, you know, listen to them, give them solutions to their network problems, their phone problems, their SIM cards, and all that. But 1 year, you know, 1 year of receiving calls, I couldn't do it again. I was like, no, I can't do this anymore. I don't like it anymore. I want an environment where I can see people and speak to human beings. I don't want to speak to the phone. What I didn't know then, because I hadn't taken my DISC profile, is that I'm a people person. I work very well with real relationships. And so when I went from the call center to a retail center where we were dealing with real customers walking in, sitting at your desk and telling you what the problem they have, and you help them through the problem. And that really used to give me a lot of energy. I used to like seeing someone come with a big problem. They come furious, and by the time they leave, I am able to contain them and actually convince them to buy more products from us. You know, they come upset, I cool them down, I offer a solution to their problem and give them a sale, and you give them an offer from the company. So that used to give me a lot of highs. I used to love it, you know, transitioning a customer from this person to the person who walks out very happy and smiling. And so I learned real quick that I can actually be a very good salesperson. I didn't know at the beginning, but I just knew via learning how to handle my customers and turning their pain into gain for the company and for myself and for them as well. So that was my journey. I did retail for quite some years. And then, of course, I went to learning and development, where I was doing training for the company, training my colleagues on new systems and training them on a few people's skills. And I really enjoyed that as well. Actually, I just learned teaching and giving information and helping people see the next thing they can do with their life is what I was called to do. I really enjoyed that bit. And then, of course, I was also in quality control department. Was the last department I worked in before I left. You know, just trying to check the quality of services we are giving to our clients. Are they good? Where can we improve? And how can we improve? And then, of course, after that, I left And when I left, I look at my skills and what I enjoyed most doing most in Safaricom, and I realized teaching was my best. My best time was in learning and development, you know, just interacting with people, helping them see what they can do with their lives, bridging the gap between not knowing and knowing, and helping them turn around skills into something good that they can use to change their lives. And that's why I started a training and consulting company. That's how I found myself now starting such a company.
Yeah. Now, you know, Safaricom is obviously one of the premier companies in Kenya. It sounds like you were having a progression of responsibilities and learning new things. How did you know it was time to leave? What were the key points that when you look back, because some people would, you know, as we know, Betty, would just stay and redouble their efforts, and you know, the company will take care of them and their security. But something in you was saying it's time to go. What was that? What were those things that were telling you it's time to step out?
I must appreciate that I had the best time in Safaricom. They really took good care of me. All my needs were taken care of. It was a good company to go. I'm very loyal to Safaricom. I never buy any other SIM card or any other product. And of course, I sing good praises for my employer. They took good care of me. And I wouldn't say that I left because Safaricom wasn't good to me. I left because I realized I had another bigger calling, not bigger than Safaricom, of course. But and the environment I was in, it didn't allow me to practice the assignment that I felt that was pushing me. You know, I needed a platform that would allow me to bring people, you know, take them through programs, help them. And also, Safaricom is high performance, high energy, high everything. So there's, you know, it's, you go to work and focus and give results to the company. So if I wanted to do my side thing, clearly that wasn't going to be possible because I needed also to perform on the other side. And I'm an honest person. I don't like to steal anybody's time. So I said, it's good to work here, but I feel like there's something bigger. There's something else I could do with this energy that I'm feeling. There's just something God was calling me to go and do. And so I felt this company is good. They take good care of me. But I also need to start somewhere small, and then with time, it will work. You know, I didn't know how it was going to work, but I knew it would work at some point. And that's how I met with Irene, coaches, I met other people. And the journey is here with us. I mean, the product is here. We can see it. So there was a push. There was just a push that I had.
You know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Betty Mwata from Kenya, and who is a business coach, an author, a mentor, a business consultant, corporate trainer, inspirational, motivational speaker. We've been just getting to know her and hearing a little bit about her journey through Safaricom and into her own company. How did you meet Irene, and what, and you alluded to, I think, the fact that Irene profiled you. How did you meet her? And what was the impact of what you learned from Irene, and how did it help you in your business?
Thank you, Dr. Franco. I met Irene, surprisingly, via Facebook. And so, of course, personally, I'm these people who, I don't rush when a new thing is announced. So when Facebook was announced, I didn't join immediately. I took a bit of my time. I was away from Facebook for very long. Until one of my friends actually created a profile by force and told me, this is your profile, these are your login details, you must join Facebook. And so when I joined Facebook, I was reading people's profiles, seeing what people are doing. And I had been running my business for like a year. I was using up the savings really fast because people leave work feeling and thinking they will manage on their own. But they don't know this. A bit of things you really don't know. It's only the people in that industry who can show you the way. And so that was me. I thought, I've done these great things for Safaricom. I've been an excellent performer. I'm always meeting my sales targets. I'm among the best performers. why shouldn't I do this for myself? But shock on me when I came to the ground and realized, wow, these things don't work like, you know, things don't work like you think. Things work like they work. And so one of these days I was looking for help. I didn't know who to ask for help because I hadn't heard about a coach. In fact, I had never heard about a coach. I had heard about mentors, but I didn't know who was going to mentor me. So I had been looking for a few people. I, you know, met them and didn't really find the help that I needed. But one day as I was going through Facebook, I saw a lady by the name Irene Brady, and she was talking about purpose, and she was talking about business, and she was talking about how do you want to go to the next level in your life. And when I read her post, I went through her profile, I felt like, in fact, for me, I felt this lady looks like she knows what she's doing in the industry. Let me look for her. Maybe she has a few things she can, you know, she has a few things she can share with me. And so I inboxed her. She was gracious enough to tell me to go meet her. There's a church in our country. Now it's called CITAM. Then it was called MPC. So she told me, come and meet me at MPC. And she gave me a whole, I think, 45 minutes of her time. She was very gracious, and she told me, you know, this is the way you do this training businesses. But then she was very candid. She told me, there's no way I can tell you how you do this business in an hour's time, honestly speaking. I'll be lying to you, which is the truth. And so she told me, we offer training programs, we offer coaching programs. If you would be interested, this is a program I would suggest to you, because the questions you are asking me will be answered through this program. You know, and she told me about EDI, and so I joined that class, you know, for Personal Development Institute. I joined, and, you know, I met a few classmates of mine, but for me, it really answered my questions, because we had a coach talk to us about clarity. I think that was Irene, clarity, purpose. A coach talked to us about financial management. I was very poor managing the finances of my company. Another one talked to us about spirituality, health, wealth, you know, the wheel of life. So by the time we were doing lesson four, I think all my questions had been answered. But I'll continue going to the class to finish. And so that's how I met Coach Irene, and I'm very glad that I met her. And apart from the class, apart from the lessons I was learning in class, she also suggested that I take my DISC profile. She profiled me so that I'm also able to know who am I, and what should I be using my time with? I mean, where should I be investing my time? Should I go become a road contractor? Should I go and teach children? Should I go and run for president? Or what should I do? So when we did my DISC profile, of course, you know, I learned, so this is me, and this is why I behave the way I behave. And so I learned, with my strength and my weak area, this is what I should focus on. I actually realized I'm a people person 100%. I'm a strategist, I'm a theorist, I'm always wanting to give people advice. I want to tell them, this is what you're doing wrong, let's try and do this. And I would do those things, Dr. Sanko, only that I didn't have a name to them. I would actually advise my friends over coffee. They would go and take my advice and put it to work and come up with a brilliant idea. But I didn't have a name to all that I was doing. I just thought I was advising people. So when Coach Irene profiled me and told me where my strengths were and the gifts that God gave me, they aligned properly with my gifts and my talents. And so I said, okay, if this is me, then I think I had better focus on coaching and teaching and research and knowledge and content management, because that's what I'm good in. And so I gave up all other businesses, including road construction. I gave up wanting to be a musician. I had really wanted to be one. I gave up all these other things and started to focus on my strength and what really the person that I am. That's what happened.
Yeah, and it made a practical difference. Did it turn your business around?
Of course, it really turned my business around, because I stopped focusing my energies on things that I was struggling with. I mean, I stopped using a lot of my time focusing on businesses that were not going anywhere with me. Maybe they were going somewhere with someone else, but they were not going anywhere with me. So I focused on training, I focused on coaching, I focused on investing my money in developing myself so that I can also develop others. And so I invested in a lot of other coaching programs, you know, to become the person that I am today. You see, Dr. Sanko, if I hadn't invested in DISC and in the program that I did with Coach Irene Reddy, I probably would be, you know, having two boutiques which are not doing well. I have a salon which is failing. I have a farm which is failing. I'm doing road construction. I'm stressed. I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be focusing my energies on the wrong thing for me. They could be the right thing for others, but not the right thing for me and my personality and my strength and my gifting. And so I must say that that really opened my eyes 100%. Very glad that I took this course. Yeah, very, very glad.
That's a great testimony and great feedback of how it should work and the power in accepting who you are and who you are not. Talk to us. I mean, did you stay in touch with Irene over the years? And how did now this new business partnership, if I can call it that, emerge? Did that surprise you? Did you see it coming? Just talk to us about how your relationship continued to develop over the years and where it is now.
Thank you, Dr. Stanko. I must say that, you know, when you have a class, you teach, you have classes. So, you know, you could have a class of 10, and out of the 10, maybe only 3 will go ahead and, you know, become and launch their things and, you know, become the people that they wanted to become. And so in our class, for me, I went there because I really needed help. And so when I found my help, I went back, sat down, and decided I will focus on 1, 2, 3, 4 things. So, of course, I kept tabs with my coach. I kept seeing her online. Once in a while, we would talk over the phone. Once she kept encouraging me, especially on Facebook, when I took other coaches, and they also helped me come up with products. And I would come up with new products from other coaches, and Coach Irene would keep encouraging me, keep going. I always love you always. Kingdom, and she would always tell me, I can see what you're doing. I'm very proud of you. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And of course, I would attend a few of her events as well. And we kept, you know, just talking, not too much over the years, but we kept talking. But somewhere, I think 2018, we had a little bit of a deeper talk because I was having an event and I invited her. And she came. She not only came for one event, I think she came for 3 of my events. When I started doing my own event, she always would show up for my events. And so we started talking and just discussing a few things. And I remember one time she told me, I know you have an event on this day. Come to my office. We do a live video. I will market the event on my platform. I'll market your event on my platform. So we did a live video, but when I went to her office, we had a deeper conversation. And, you know, we were asking each other, what is it that we can do together? Because it seemed like we are coaching almost on the same areas, which is okay. I mean, the world is large. There are a lot of people we can coach. But what is that one thing we can do and, you know, save energy, synergize the energies that we have, come together, save time, save resources, and, you know, act faster than we are acting on our own. And so during that time, I was planning for a trip to Dubai to go and meet my other coach. I have another business coach who was having an event in Dubai. And so I invited Coach Irene and told her, by the way, I'm going to Dubai on this and this date. Can we go? It's an open event. Can you come with me? And she was, yeah, by all means, let me look at you know, let me see if we could plan a trip. And she actually planned a trip. So we went down to Dubai together. We were in the event together. We had a good time to talk. And when we came back from Dubai, we actually now sat and discussed and compared notes. What did you see in Dubai? I saw this. what can we do? How are they being able to do such events and we are not doing such events around here? So we discussed and we sat down and we started talking. I know people can see us collaborating on a program and, you know, wonder where it came from. It has been a long journey planning, meeting weekly, doing notes, organizing programs, reorganizing them, starting, stopping, calling them this name, you know, looking for another name, you know, just trying to brainstorm on some ideas together. And so one day we just decided, you know what, this is something we can do. We can do it together. We synergize. There are the areas Irene is very strong in. There are areas I'm very strong in. There are areas I'm weak in. There are areas she's weak in. But when we come together, we are able to complement each other. That means we can implement quicker. Whatever it is we want to implement, we can implement quicker. One of those things was online course. I had tried to do the online courses on my own. I had actually recorded my own videos, did my own programs, and actually sold to a few people. But when we came together, and Irene had always wanted to do online courses. So when we came together and started, you know, we started talking, by the way, why are we not doing these online courses? Like, seriously, why are we not taking it serious? And we actually said, let's do one program. Let's fall back on what we've done before, see what we can improve, and come up with something. And that's how we came up with the Mindset and Money Makeover online course. We have inspired a lot of people to do online programs. People have bought our program during the COVID season, actually. I am very sure if it were me launching my own product and Irene launching her own product, and then COVID is announced, probably we were going to pull back, you know, each person on their own and decide, no, this is not the right time. But because we were the two of us, we sat down and we wondered, okay, what's the ones that can happen if we launch this program? One, two, three. What's the best that can happen if we launch this program? One, two, three. And we said, one, two, three, four, five, go. Launch the program because it's an online program. And that's how we started doing the combined Facebook Live, Facebook group, giving people information, taking them through the program. And people bought the program. They've been changed. Their lives have been changed. They are writing us emails. There are people who wanted to start businesses. They've gone through the course. They've decided, no, that's not the business I should start. I should start this other business. There are people who are running business in one way. They stop. They are running it the right way. There are people who are discouraged because of COVID-19. Now they did the program, and they, you know, they came alive once again. Once we told them this could be COVID, but who knows? Tomorrow there will be another one. It won't be called COVID. There will be a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that, you know, every crisis you should stop and die. I mean, we taught them through the program how to handle and take advantage of a crisis. And so that's how the course was born. That's how the collaboration was born. We thank God. It's been great. We've done a lot of things behind the scenes. What people see online is probably 5%, 95% is behind the scenes. And we are really, really grateful to God. We are planning many other things. We shall be announcing them when time comes. And we are glad. And I'm very glad that your coach, Irene's a coach. So she also introduced me to you online. And I've been following and seeing what you are doing as well. And I'm really glad that this could happen.
Yeah, well, thank you, and yeah, any partner of with Irene is a partner of mine. So I knew I had to get to know you a little bit better. Can you? Yeah. We've got about 15 minutes left, Betty. But can you be a little more specific for our listeners? What specifically online? What are some of the things that you're teaching? What are the things that you're imparting that are making such a deep impact in people's lives?
Thank you, Coach Tanko. We have many online courses that we are preparing, but the ones that are already out on sale, there's a course called Money and Mindset Makeover Online Course. So in that course, we were looking at where we are right now as a world. Where is the populace at? What are we doing? And we realized that we are in the middle of a major, major crisis. And people were giving in to fear, they were giving in to rumors, they were giving in to things that, you know, they weren't even very well researched. And so we decided what we can do is help people through the mindset, because we realize, you know, anything we want in life, you know, everything starts, you know, succeeds or fails in the mind. So if people are going to go through this crisis in, not in a positive, if people are going to go through this crisis successfully, they had to change their mind and realize it's not about the crisis. It's about how you as a person decide to handle the crisis. Because the crisis did not, it didn't come to some, it came to all of us. A child, a, you know, a rich man, a poor man, a man of means, the crisis hit all of us at the same time. And so the person who was going to get to the other end successfully is the person who was going to prepare their mind and decide, there's a crisis, how can I make the best use of this crisis? What can I be doing meanwhile? Do I lock myself in the bedroom, cry the whole day and do nothing? Or if I'm staying home, do I read a book and change my life? And so the program, we look at the mindset. How is your mindset? How do you approach life? Who is it that causes the crisis to get to you? And do you take that crisis like it's only happening to you, or are you looking to see that it's happening to everybody? So how is your mindset? Do you have the mindset of a winner, or do you have the mindset of a victim? Are you the victor, or you are the victim? Are you one of those people who are going to make a business out of this crisis, or are you one person who is going to close your business because of this crisis? Are you going to come alive out of this crisis, or are you going to die during this crisis? And of course, there are people who are suffering because of the disease. I'm not referring to those ones. But there are many others who have died a natural death, like their dreams are dead, their plans are dead, their happiness is gone, their joy is dead. And, you know, the crisis just swept them off. And so we wanted to see, how can we help people prepare for this crisis? Not prepare for it, none of us prepared for it. But how can we help people go through this hellfire and come out of the other side? You know, even if we just say, that was close, but at least we've come out alive. We've come out with a business. We've not wasted this time with our children at home. We've helped them through life. We've had talks. We've had, you know, those talks that we are always shelving every other day. We've had those talks. We've disciplined them. We've shown them what life is about. I mean, we've made use of this crisis. We've had conversations. Facebook Live is free. Some people have businesses. I mean, if you are selling clothes, then Facebook Live is free. Why are you not doing a Facebook Live and telling us, I am selling these shoes, they come in pink, blue, and yellow color? Who is stopping you from it? Even if you are doing it at home, you know, you can take, everybody has a good phone today, they can take nice photos and place, I mean, just have those shoes online or the clothes or whatever it is they are selling. But because we have these things like fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of this and that, fear of COVID, we won't do anything. So we really wanted to help people look at life from a different perspective, change their mindset, not only towards COVID, but towards life. And the other thing we really wanted to change are the money conversations that we always have. I think 90% of people don't like to have money conversations. They want to bury money conversations. You know, they want to bury their heads in the sand when it comes to money conversations and then seeing how broke they are. Yet, if you had these money conversations, you know, you can confront the what it is that makes you remain broke all your life. What is your relationship with money? Why are you having such a bad relationship with money? What is it? What happens between you and money? So we wanted to see, how is it that some people attract money to themselves while others, you know, repel money and money never comes close to them? We wanted to have that conversation. We wanted to normalize the money conversation so that it's no longer dirty. It's no longer, you know, they are talking about money, so they are money-minded. You know, and yet we all need money. I mean, money buys us good memories. So we all need this money. And we needed to have that conversation around money. So that's why we made that course. because we realize everybody needs money. In this crisis, landlords are still, you know, they still need their rent. We want to buy food. We need medicine. We need to be alive. So, and that will be bought using money. And so we needed to ensure that people remain focused on the right thing. I mean, you have some money in the pocket to help you through the crisis. There are people who are going to lose their jobs. And, you know, Dr. Stanko, it's very unfortunate that companies have closed, entire industries have gone down. But that does not stop anybody from asking for money. You want to buy a phone, bring money. You want to buy food from the store, bring money. You want to fuel your car, you bring money. So the fact that we have lost jobs, the fact that COVID came around, the fact that people are suffering does not stop money circulating. I mean, does not stop the fact that we are going to trade using money. We definitely need to have the money conversation so that if you've lost your job, how else do you earn revenue? If your company has closed down, how else do you earn revenue? If your industry is suffering, how else do you earn revenue? Because life is not going to stop and it's not giving us any massive breaks. This life, it's moving on. Like, it's just going on and the world is going round and the earth is going round and life is moving on. So we wanted to tell people there is COVID. There are problems. In fact, just let's remove the COVID conversation. Life is not a straight line. However, what do we do so that even if it's not a straight line, we go through it with grace, we go through it with strength, we go through it without having to go through depression and many other problems, but we face life with faith and we face life with courage. That today might not be a good day, but tomorrow, you know, tomorrow will be a good day. It's gonna be okay. So that's the conversation we wanted to have. We did a lot of Facebook Lives to sensitize people, and people are really giving us good testimonies. We'll share with you with Coach Irene, you know, we'll share the testimonies. And people tell us, if it were not for you people, I don't know where I would be with this crisis. You really opened my eyes to the possibilities. Because Dr. Stanko, there are problems, but there are also many other possibilities with this crisis. Many, many possibilities. Coach Irene and I have been selling these courses, even with this COVID crisis. And so what can someone else sell? What can someone else exchange? What skill can you develop to exchange your skill for money or your skill for fulfillment or your skill for something else? So that's the conversation we wanted to have, and we hope that, you know, we know it has happened, but we hope and pray that it shall get to many more people. It's a timeless course. Even post-COVID, we still will sell it. The way we've done it, we didn't do it for COVID. We did it for life. I mean, life happens, and that's how it is here. It's not a straight line.
What? How can people, anybody listening, maybe this is the first time they're hearing about these courses, how can they get in touch with you to register?
We have avenues and channels that they can get us to register for the course. First of all, they can follow my Facebook page. It's called Coach Betty Mora. They can follow Coach Irene Ravi, and they can follow Personal Development Institute. All those are Facebook pages. I have a YouTube channel. It's called Coach Betty Mora. They can subscribe and follow what we are doing. But most importantly, once they follow our Facebook pages, you can inbox, you can chat us. But for the people who like, you know, the DISC personalities, the C's and the others, they can write us an email, info@royaldigital.com. And Royal is double L. It's Royal, R-O-I-A-L-L-E. So royaldigital.com. Yeah, that's how they can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, Betty, we've got about 4 minutes. Can you give us any sneak peek of what else you're working on or what other courses we can be looking forward to in just a couple of minutes?
Definitely everything we do in Coach Irene or whatever we do even separately, we are always announcing them on our social media account, LinkedIn. I also have an account called Coach Betty Mora. We let our people know what it is we are planning. But I want to say to our people, especially, I know that, Tari, you know that we have a group called Money and Mindset Makeover Facebook group. It's a closed group. We only wanted 1,000 members. We have them. We have the 1,000. We may be cleaning up the groups to get rid of anybody who's not interested. I mean, if you've not been saying anything for the 4 months you've been there, you clearly maybe are not with us. We will be opening up to a few other people and cleaning up the group so that we get out a few, we get in a few. There are many things we want to do. We've given hints here and there, but finally we want to ensure that everybody who will be in our group and in our circles and in our inner circle is financially free. We want to make sure nobody is working for money anymore. We want to make sure we can teach people to make money that is working for them, so that we can have the freedom to be, freedom to read, freedom to give, freedom to do charity, and freedom to do life, really, and also freedom to help others activate and monetize their potential. I have authored a book, it's called Activate and Monetize Your Potential. So one of our dreams is to have time on our hands that we can use to help others activate and monetize the potential that God put in them. So those are some of the things we want to do. We want to help people, you know, invest their revenues somewhere good. So we are announcing those things, but what I would say is that anybody who is very, very serious must look at getting into the MMM group, Mindset and Money Makeover group on Facebook. And then those are some of the things we're doing, And the courses are there. We announce them. We keep sharing them on our pages. And the course is live. You can buy it from any country that you are in. $500. We are
seeing
it for $500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Betty, it's just very exciting to hear all the things that are going on. I know Irene is very energized, and of course she's had her own journey in business, and to have found a partner that she has a like mind with and shares values is just very special for her. And I'm certainly not just her coach, I'm her friend. And so thank you for what you've brought to her life and to the life of her message, and also the life of your own message. And as you said, bringing those two things together, the synergy there is already producing such good fruit. So as soon as the all clear is given and I can make it, I'm going to be over. I look forward to meeting you face to face. But in the meantime, thank you for what you're doing. We've got just 1 minute. Any final words for our listeners?
Thank you so much, Dr. Stanko. I really appreciate having me on the show. I like, have this message out there. Let's change our mindset, and everything we've ever wanted in our lives will be true, will be a reality. Coach Irene sent me to greet the listeners. And thank you, Coach Irene. I know you're listening. Thank you for connecting me to Dr. Stanko. Thank you for having me, Dr. Stanko. It's a pleasure to give my... give out my energy, give out my dreams, and give out all I know to the world that God created for all of us. I like to preach abundance. I hope I've been abundant for the listeners today. Thank you very much.
Betty, you have, and thank you, and look forward to meeting you. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, Betty Mwada, a partner on purpose, business coach, author, mentor, business consultant. If you go to the page for the show on the Blog Talk Radio, you see the show description, and her name is highlighted. That's because you can click on her name, and it will take you to her website. But then she also mentioned all the Facebook pages that she and Irene have. And so if your heart is to find them, I don't think it's going to be too hard to do. And I encourage you to invest in yourself, to prepare for the post-pandemic world, which is what they are doing. Well, that's about it for today. I will be back on Wednesday with Felicia Lynch, who will be joining us from Barbados. In the meantime, this is John Stanko, encouraging you to be about the work of purpose in your life. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to Wake Up to Purpose with John Stanko. To get in touch with John, you can go to www.purposequest.com or write him at johnstanko@gmail.com.